Mayweather is nice, but the summer heat is coming, and so are the high utility bills. Don't wait for your AC to start working overtime. Call Window Nation now. During Window Nation's May sale, buy four windows and get four free. That's right. Replace your windows and get half of them absolutely free. Plus, get zero down and no payments or interest for 2 years. The experts at Window Nation will install your windows in 1 day or less. Beat the heat and save big. Schedule your free consultation at WindowNation.com.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Go Bears! What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, May 8th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, and when I was making this, here's a little like inside the dugout, behind the scenes baseball, however you want to say it. I make these pods in GarageBand on my iPad, and like a psycho, for some reason, I save a lot of them, right? So I always have five or six that I save, like a week's worth. And I was going to make this pod today, and I thought, you know what? Time to delete these drafts pods because the draft is over. The draft is long gone. It's what, almost 3 weeks old at this point? 2 weeks old at this point, actually? So I went in and deleted the top 10 outcomes for the Eagles. Ironically, none of them were Mekhi Lemon in the first round, and you might have picked up on that by the fact that I don't love the Mekhi Lemon pick. I've been impressed with him as a person. I think he had a good practice where I saw him do individuals and warm-ups and all that, but like, don't love the pick. So regardless, as I was deleting the draft pod, it was actually a perfect segue into this pod, because today we are going to take a kind of recap, an overview, a reminder of what has happened in the NFC East this offseason. Obviously, the season is over. The trading period outside of AJ is like mostly through in terms of the big names. Free agency is in its like fourth wave at this point, and the draft is in the book. So the Eagles, we know they've done a ton to their roster, but the division as well is really competing, is setting up to be an ultra competitive one. Like, I think, and you know, you'll find out, but newsflash, like, I still think the Eagles are the best team in the division, but you could tell me any of these four teams would win it and it would not surprise me. Would it shock me if Washington won it? No, they won it 2 years ago. They didn't win it 2 years ago. They were really good 2 years ago and pushed the Eagles for it. The Cowboys, we know, are a regular season team, and if healthy, they score a lot of points, Christian Parker, all that. And the Giants, I'm higher on them than most. John Harbaugh is like a proven 9, 10, 11 win guy, knows how to get to the playoffs. They have a quarterback they can believe in going into the season. It's the first time in a while they've had that. So I think if I had to place money on which team would win the division, I think the Eagles are the smart bet. Now, as you know, me and James like to not make smart bets, and we like to bet long shots. But I think in terms of if I had to take $1 million and bet it on a team, like, I would bet the Eagles. I think they're the best bet. But I think it's a very, very up-in-the-air division where I could picture a number of different teams winning it. So today, to start your Friday, your weekend, with not much going on with the Eagles, We're going to look at a recap of the offseason, what Washington did, what Dallas did, what New York did, and kind of give you my take on each of the teams. And I'm going to rank them 1 through 4. And I'm going to start because, look, I have the Eagles number one. You've heard me talk about the Eagles. I'm going to start with number four. So the team that I think is fourth in the division right now, but again, you never know, is the Washington Commanders. So Washington Commanders did bring back Dan Quinn, but they replaced their two coordinators. David Blau, is their offensive coordinator, been with the team for 3 years. He's a quarterback guy. He gets promoted. I believe he was interviewed for potential OC jobs around the league, or at least viewed as one of the guys. They get rid of Cliff Kingsbury, a mutual agreement to move on. And look, I think now that he's in LA, you could probably say that really was mutual, right? Like, he's probably much happier with his current job than he was his last one. But they move on from Cliff Kingsbury. They have a new OC, and then they have a new defensive coordinator in Durante Jones. Came from Minnesota, first year as a defensive coordinator. So same average head coach in Dan Quinn, but two coordinators that are in their first year on the job. So that's a tough spot for them. It's a real tough spot for them in terms of coaching. So last year they go 5-2, and five and twelve. Just a disastrous year for them. 22nd in offense, 27th in defense. They didn't have a good pass rush. They were 19th according to Pro Football Focus on the pass rush. And what's weird about it is they had a good offensive line. Like, they had guys in and out and stuff, but man, they were 7th in the league in pass blocking from an offensive line perspective. Normally that leads to success, but it didn't with Washington. And you could see the writing on the wall, right? They overachieved in 2024. They were better, probably quicker than they expected to be. The schedule gets tougher, and they sign a bunch of old players. And because of that, they got guys that were hurt and they didn't play well. So I'm not surprised they finished below 500. I am surprised they finished 5-12. I think the NFL is built to have teams bounce back quickly. So they'll have an easy schedule. And I think they could win 7 or 8 games this year, maybe 9. If Jaden Daniels is as good as he was in 24, they could win the division. But two first year coordinators bouncing back from a tough year. You look at who they've added. Odofe Aweo, they signed him from the Chargers. He gets $68 million guaranteed. He comes in to help the pass rush. They added Rashad White from the Buccaneers, good running back. Now, they did lose their other running back, whose name's escaping me right now. Chris Rodriguez. They lost Chris Rodriguez, so they swap out White. They swap out Rodriguez for White. I think White's a better player, so they upgrade at running back. They had a linebacker, Leo Chanel. They give him $24 million over 3 years. So you expect him to start. Sign Amik Robinson, almost $10 million guaranteed. He'll be a starting corner for them to help with the pass rush. They added Kalavon Chaseon. I can never pronounce his first name. But I really like him as a player. Out of LSU, good year with the Patriots. Kind of capitalizing on one good year. But, I mean, him and who they signed from the Chargers, like two good signings from an edge rusher perspective. So their pass rush should be better. They sign Okonkwo, a tight end I liked, a potential for the Eagles. So I like that pickup. Van Jefferson, the receiver they signed. Dyami Brown they signed. They still have Terry McLaurin, so still have a very good number one receiver. And then they're the latest team to take a flyer on Akello Witherspoon, who will compete at corner for them. So add two stud edge rushers. Studs maybe a little strong, but two really good edge rushers, a good running back in White, a solid linebacker, some interesting pieces at corner. They signed Nick Cross at safety. So they had a good offseason in terms of adding guys. Now, they did lose their starting center, Tyler Biadas. Signed elsewhere. And as I mentioned, Chris Rodriguez also signed now with another team. I think it was the Niners that he signed with. In the draft, they got a guy. Look, Sonny Styles, I get that if you have a stud player at any position, it's a help. I wouldn't have taken a linebacker that high if I were them. They have so many other needs, but they take Sonny Styles. They get Antonio Williams out of Clemson, who I really liked in the third round. I think that's a really good pickup for him. I like the running back they picked up out of Penn State, Catron Allen. And then they add a quarterback out of Rutgers in the 7th round. So I would say the linebacker, like, they're really hoping their defense is better. Two pass rushers added, a bunch of corners, a linebacker in the 1st round. They're counting on their defense being way better, their pass rush being way better. And then I think they probably expect they move up from 22nd in points if Jaden Daniels is really good. And that's probably not a crazy flyer to take. So I do think Washington will bounce back, but I have them as 4th in the division right now. All right, third. Now for me, like, this is really the swing spot, right? Like, you could talk me into the Giants being here. You could talk me into Cowboys being here. But I'm an upside guy. And I think there's more upside in New York. So the third team to me in the division is the Dallas Cowboys. So they bring back the same head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, essentially their offensive coordinator, is back. But as we all know, they bring in Christian Parker, defensive coordinator, first year on the job, clearly the Eagles' secondary coach last year, really good coach, but his first year on the job, right? And in a new spot. So defense, the major, major problem for them last year. Dead last in the NFL in points, in points allowed, over 30 points a game, 30.1 points a game, 32nd in defensive points allowed. And then on offense, they were awesome, like they always are. They were seventh in the league in points, almost 28 points a game. They have two stud receivers. We'll see if he stays there, but George Pickens and CD Lamb. Dak Prescott, when healthy, we know is very good. Their offensive line was not good last year, so it's definitely something the Eagles and other teams will pounce on. But a good pass rush, it was really their back seven that hurt them. So you look at the additions that they added a safety in Jalen Thompson, Kobe Durant from the Rams, a player I really like. They brought him in. Sam Williams, an edge. Sam Howell, the quarterback. Matt Hennessy, another former Eagle, so they will remember their time together in Philadelphia. But really, the two major additions outside of Kobe Durant and Jalen Thompson on the defensive side of the ball come in the draft, and that's Caleb Downs and Mekhi Lawrence. Caleb Downs, they get in the first round, fall to him. Him with Christian Parker could be a real problem. Like, I think Caleb Downs will be awesome there and be a problem for the rest of the league and the division. And then I liked Malachi Lawrence a lot. He was one of my favorite edges. He might even been my top edge outside of Avril Reese. And the guy at Texas Tech, Malachi Lawrence, I really, really like. So I love Downs. I love Malachi Lawrence. I love Kobe Durant. They added a lot of interesting pieces, but to go from 32nd to a defense that allows you to compete, I think that's a lot to ask of a first year defensive coordinator. He's never called a defense. He's new to the players. So I just think when I look at it, I like the coaching staff of the Giants better than I like the coaching staff of the Cowboys. And ultimately, while Dak is the better quarterback than Jackson Dart, I think Jackson Dart could be awesome. And if the Giants have an awesome quarterback with a better coaching staff, I think they'll be the better team. And I think they have better line play as well. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys at number three. But again, a team that could win the division. But on the other side, I'm going to tell you why I'm worried about the Giants, and they're the wild card team to me that could cause a problem for the Eagles. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
What if you could have the most reliable Wi-Fi at the same price for 5 years? That's the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. No annual contracts, no hidden fees, and our best equipment included. Plus, get online in minutes with same-day Wi-Fi. Just 5 years of fiber-powered Wi-Fi that boosts speeds to the devices that need them most. Lock in your price and unlock the possibilities. Xfinity. Imagine that. Select plans only. Restrictions apply. Powered by fiber. Connected to the premises by coaxial cable. Actual speeds vary.
This summer, serve up the cookout classics. Heinz ketchup and Kraft singles. Every good burger needs a layer of perfectly melty cheese and thick, rich ketchup. We all know it's not a cookout without Heinz and Kraft.
Okay, so I'm about to say something I thought I would never say on this pod in regards to this specific team. The Giants worry me a little bit, and I know it's crazy to say. You remember me and James' philosophy or motto with the Giants was F out of here, right? Like earmuffs, I guess. Don't have to explain what that is to your kids. If you do, I'm sorry. But like, I've not taken the Giants seriously for years. They've had terrible coaches. They haven't really had good quarterback play. Like, they've just been a complete disaster. But now, as a result of having enough high picks over the years and adding a competent coaching staff, I think they have a lot of upside in this division. So as you know, they bring in John Harbaugh to be their head coach. They hire Matt Nagy as their offensive coordinator. And Denard Wilson, who was here with the Eagles, was once viewed as a real up-and-coming coach. He gets the defensive coordinator job. So love all their coaches. And Harbaugh specifically. Like, to go from Brian Daboll to John Harbaugh, I mean, just talk about stability, feeling better about what, like, the floor is with your team. Brian Daboll, look, if you want to tell me he's a better offensive mind than John Harbaugh and he has upside there, sure. But the upside wasn't showing itself in New York. John Harbaugh will come in, they'll manage the game better, they'll practice better, they'll be a professional organization. And I think the same thing of Matt Nagy. We talked about Matt Nagy when he was a potential option for the Eagles. And what I didn't like about him was, I think if you're the Eagles, you want like new ideas, exciting stuff. Well, that's not Matt Nagy, but Matt Nagy is similar to John Harbaugh in the way where he will bring competency. He has been a solid NFL offensive coordinator. He was a solid NFL head coach. He wasn't special. He's not bringing new ideas, but he's bringing competency. And I think that really, really matters for the Giants. So last year they had poor coaching. This year, I think they'll have solid coaching, good coaching. With Harbaugh, I think you could argue great coaching. And I think that really, really matters. And Denard Wilson has been around the block a bunch, right? Like, he's been with a bunch of different teams. He's been with a bunch of different schemes. And I like him as a coach when I covered him here in Philadelphia. So a bit unproven there. Doesn't bring the same thing as John Harbaugh and Matt Nagy, but he does bring, I think, a good defensive mind. So I love their coaching. And I really think the difference too is, they blew so many leads last year. I think it was something like 5 games they led going into the fourth quarter, and they lost. They had 5 games. They were up by double digits, and they lost the game. I just think the competency of John Harbaugh brings that up to, even if they win 3 more of them, then they're at 7 games. If they win all 5 of them, they're a 9-win team last year with Brian Daboll. And so I think Brian Daboll really hurt them. I think John Harbaugh makes them better. But then also, they have Jackson Dart, right? I think he will. Look, there are injury concerns for sure. He's a reckless runner. But I think he's special. Like, I think he has a special quality about him. So I think they could get really good quarterback play. And then I really like the guys that they added. So they go 4-13 last year before we recap their offseason. They were 17th in points, which is better than I would have expected. They were 11th in pass blocking. Their offensive line was definitely better than it's been in past years. The defense was bad, which it shouldn't be because they have a really, really good defensive line. So they were 26 in points allowed, 25.8. And the pass rush was 12th. So like, it was the back 7, it was game management, it was all those things. Like, they just need someone to come in and like tweak things, kind of, but they're important tweaks, so I'm not dismissing it. But they need someone to come in and like just get them running in a correct way. Like, if it was a car part, like the parts are there, they just need someone to build it. And I think Harbaugh is perfect for that. And then they go out, they add Isaiah Likely at tight end, who I really like. I think that's a really good pickup for him. Tremaine Edwards at linebacker, solid pickup. Darnell Mooney, a guy the Eagles wanted to sign. They add Calvin Austin, someone I thought the Eagles should target. 1 year, $4.5 million. They had Greg Newsome at corner. So like, they had a good offseason. Now they did lose pieces, right? Dexter Lawrence was traded. And like, for a trade, it was an absolute steal. Like, the 10th pick, who they turn into Francis Muaga, arguably the top offensive tackle prospect in the draft, like, is a great trade. But they do lose Dexter Lawrence on that defensive line. Wandale Robinson is gone. Cordell Flott is gone. And then Daniel Bellinger, their tight end, is gone too. But I think they replace those last 3 guys, you know, adequately. Dexter Robinson's really the one where you go, that's less talent on the defensive line. But they get Averill Reese out of Ohio State, who could be an outstanding edge. They have a ton of edges, right? Like, you gotta figure out if you can put some of these guys inside in like a NASCAR package. Francis Muaga, as we talked about, the offensive tackle. They could have a top 10 offensive line next year. They really could, like, especially if he's ready. So if you have a top 10 offensive line with a good offensive coordinator, a good quarterback, decent weapons, like, they're going to be a good team. They go after Francis Muaga in the draft. They get Colton Hood out of Tennessee, someone who people thought could be going the first round. They get Malachi Fields. I loved him as a prospect in the 3rd round, the receiver out of Notre Dame. Look, maybe it's a bad thing for them that I love all their draft picks. My draft history can be hit or miss, but not a receiver. I'm good at receivers. So Malachi Fields, I really, really like for the Giants. So they add a stud receiver. They had two guys on the edge in the top 10. They get a cornerback at the top of the second round that people thought could go in the first round. A new head coach, competent coordinator, Isaiah Likely, two good receivers. I'm in on the Giants. I'm in on them. I don't have the odds in front of me, but if they're like plus 600 or so to win the division, I know you're not going to bet it because who wants to bet against Eagles to win it, but I like the Giants. I like the Giants as the second best team. But the first team is still the Eagles to me. And I also think that while we remember last year poorly, right, it's also good to take a step back from where we have been in experiencing that season and take a look at where we are, right? And if you look at the Eagles, they just have more talent than other teams in the NFL. Than other teams in the division and certainly in the NFL. They just do. Like, look, Dak, I think you could argue is the best quarterback in the division, but Jalen's won a Super Bowl. He's won a playoff game. We don't, you know, playoff games, we don't have to do all that. Like, they certainly could argue to have the best quarterback. They could argue to have the best running back in Saquon. In fact, they probably do. Their receiving unit, not as good as Dallas's, but I think is second. Their offensive line, when playing at its best, if we're going to do best case scenario for every offensive line in the division, I think the Eagles have the best one. And then on defense, they'll have the best defense. Like, they have more talent than the Giants, more talent than the Cowboys, more talent than Washington. So I think they own one side of the ball in the defense. And I think they are good enough to, at the very least, compete with those other teams on offense. Now, the concern is clearly Sean Mannion is a first-year coordinator. They're going to try a whole new thing on offense. Like, as much as I think they'll compete with other teams on offense, they still average. They have averaged more points than the Giants, more points than Washington. And we're behind the Cowboys for sure. They averaged five fewer points than the Cowboys last year. Like, I still think there's enough talent that they can trip their way into a top 20 offense. And if they're just played competently, I think they'll be closer to a top 10 offense. And they've added a lot of pieces. Like, Jonathan Greenard, probably the best piece added via trade or free agency from any of these teams. Tariq Woolen, probably the best corner added amongst any of the teams. Hollywood Brown, I think, is on the level of Darnell Mooney. Now, the Eagles preferred Darnell Mooney, so I think Mooney is better. But Hollywood Brown is your fourth guy is not terrible. Ebiketie, the guys that they added, right? Now, they lost a lot too. And when you go through the list of the teams and look at all they lost, I think it's telling of the talent the Eagles have of how many teams signed away their players. But Jalen Phillips and Jonathan Greenard's probably a wash. You hope Jahad Campbell and N'Kobe Dean is hopefully a wash. Safety is a problem for them. That's something they need to work on. But then it was a bunch of role players. So I look at the Eagles and I say they have the best defense. I think they'll be there on offense. And I still think they have the best head coach quarterback duo. And if I had to rank head coach quarterback duos, I would put Nick and Jalen ahead of Dak and Brian Schottenheimer. I would put Harbaugh and Jackson Dart second. I mean, it would just honestly, it'd be how I rank these, right? So I still think they have a proven ability to win double digit games. They've done it every year besides the first year with Nick and Jalen. And that year they started slow as a rookie head coach and quarterback would. And then they won, nine of the last 12 or whatever it was. So they've always made the playoffs. They're almost always a double-digit win team, and they're not just like a 10-win team. It's 12, 13. They could have been 12 last year. They were 11-6, but if they play the starters, they're 12, and they're 12-5. So I just think their floor matches with the ceiling of most of these teams. Of course, anything could happen, but Washington would have to over double their wins to get to 11, right? The Cowboys are closest, probably, but I think, again, the upside of the Giants, I think it's a division where they'll beat up on each other a little bit. So I would go Eagles 1, Giants 2, Cowboys 3, Washington 4, and that'll be your daily Go Birds pod for Friday. So go out, enjoy your day, and I'm going to talk to you guys later. No Go Birds radio for me tomorrow. I won't be in, but James, our guy, and Ashlyn Sullivan, Eagles reporter extraordinaire, will be in. So go out, enjoy your day, call into Go Birds radio. Until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds! Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. T&Cs apply. In-app only.